We had more opportunity this week than last week. You know, this guy was doing a lot of nakeds and bootlegs, but it kind of gives more drop back passes. You know, the coverage was there. Great job. The guys up front, matter of fact, the tackles, good push up in front. And, you know, Josh and Tim on the other side getting good push. So the coverage was there as well. So, and also the quarter, the offense, when we score points like that, you know, put teams in a pass situation, you know, I think that's when we play our best ball.
It's exciting to have 3 sacks.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a better feeling when you can, you know, go out there and dominate at home the way we did. And, we got to look forward to Houston this week coming up.
Best performance of the season. I mean, people wonder what took you so long.
It took me so long.
The team.
You know, I mean, we've always been a couple of plays from here and there, from, you know, performing the way we have. But we just got to bring it back to, you know, having the Invesco Stadium, you know, being feared to play in. So we got to start back dominating back at home, and, you know, we kind of took that consideration. And we stopped the run, man. When you stop the run, you force teams to pass and make it one-dimensional. The way we did, I think great things are happening.
There's obviously been a lot of turnover in the defensive line. Do you feel like you guys are starting to maybe get a good group, a good flow of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's a subconscious thing. You gotta, you know, you gotta think of it. You know, it just don't happen. You know, we try to emphasize on that in practice. You know, we kind of go over it, and even in warm up, you know, telling guys, you know, trying to go for the ball. So, you know, whenever you create turnovers, you know, your chance is huge to win.
And Friday today, I know you had a goal of 15 sacks, right?
Was that the goal was 12-15, 12-15. But yeah, man, you know. Now, hopefully I can get that, but you know, hopefully, man, the main thing is to continue winning. You know, hopefully the cards will fall the right way, you know, give us a chance to do something at the end of the year.
That goal looked kind of bleak before today, 8-8.
Yeah, man, you know, we got hope on San Diego as well, but, you know, we got to take care of our job and go take care of Houston first, and then, you know, we'll see how the cards get dealt.
Brandon, you and Elvis both in the same round, in the fourth round. How can that be?
Yeah, man, me and Brandon, man, we kind of keep competition among ourselves, you know, keep each other firing up. You know, we both the same round. You know, we stay like 2 minutes away from each other. You know, we do a lot of things together. So, yeah, man, whenever I see him go do a big play, he urges me to go make a big play. And it's the same for him. When I make a big play, he go come tell me, okay, I'm going to come back with it. So, yeah, man, you know, we just kind of motivate each other.